Sunday, November 3rd. I was so depressed about what happened at Queasy Cheesy yesterday. I could barely drag myself out of bed this morning. So I figured, why bother? I decided to just lie there, staring at the wall and sulking. For some reason, wallowing in a truckload of self-pity always makes me feel a lot better. I finally got up around noon and spent the rest of the day online checking YouTube. I was on there practically every 10 minutes. I couldn't help it. It was like I was obsessed or something. I was hoping Mackenzie had just been yanking my chain about posting that video. She absolutely loves to torture me like that. 2 p.m.? Nothing. 5 p.m.? Nothing. 8 p.m. Nothing. By 8:30 p.m., I'd come to the conclusion that the whole thing was just a nasty prank to freak me out. And it had. Mackenzie was meaner than a junkyard dog and totally despises me. But thank goodness she hadn't gone that far. I decided to check one last time before I went to bed and then forget about the whole thing. 9 p.m.
No! It was official. Nikki Maxwell, live at Queasy Cheesy, was now on YouTube for the world's viewing pleasure. It had already gotten 7 views. I was devastated. There was only one thing left for me to do. That was me screaming into my pillow. How am I going to face the kids at my school knowing they're all secretly laughing at me behind my back? And what about Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon? They're the greatest friends ever. I cringed at the thought of putting them through more of the drama fest that is my life. I kept repeating one thing over and over in my head. Why me?